Psalm 106, 1 through 5. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. The psalmist begins, "Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare His praise? Blessed are those who act justly, who always do what is right. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may share in the joy of your nation and join your inheritance in giving praise." So Psalm 106 describes the mighty acts that God performed for His people. Even when the people of Israel turned their backs on God, He never turned His back on them. Our Heavenly Father's love endures forever, this psalm reminds us. Now, many times our love is conditional. You may have had parents who demonstrated their love only when you performed well. They expressed great pride when you turned in top grades or scored a touchdown or hit a home run or earned first chair or a lead role. However, you felt their disappointment with B's or C's or fumbles or strikeouts or mediocre performances. But the love of the Heavenly Father is different. His love endures forever. And since it is a perfect love, it is free from conditions. You see, when you trust in the Lord and become His child, there is nothing you can do to make Him love you more, and there's nothing you can do to make Him love you less. He will love you as much tomorrow as He does today. And that does not give me a license to sin. Rather, it inspires me to obey, because my Father's love endures forever. Thank you, Father, for that enduring love. Thank you for taking away my worries that you might withdraw your love based on my performance. Thank you for your perfect, unconditional, lasting love that is mine through Jesus. In His name I pray. Amen.